We spent the past few days really focused on COVID-19. This disease has sickened tens of thousands of people worldwide and caused several thousand deaths, though the vast majority of people who catch it will recover. Once again on Monday, the U.S. stock market took a dive. The Dow Jones Industrial Average of 30 significant stocks closed down nearly 3,000 points, or almost 13%. That was its worst one-day point drop ever, and its worst one-day percentage drop since 1987. U.S. President Donald Trump suggested the coronavirus outbreak in America could last until July or August, and he advised people to avoid groups of more than 10. Beyond the markets and the closures, cancellations, and quarantines we've reported on, side effects or trickle-down effects from the virus are now becoming clearer. One place that's happening is in America's gig economy. This has been a growing part of the country's economic makeup. It's when people work based on the gigs or temporary jobs they get. Uber drivers are excellent examples of this. The advantage for workers is that they can often work whenever and however long they want. And some people use these jobs for extra income to make money over the weekend or on their time off from another job. But the downside for gig workers is that they're often not considered full-time employees by the companies they work for. So they may not get benefits like guaranteed salaries or health care that full-time workers often do. And with more Americans staying home, traveling less, and not being able to go to concerts and sporting events, many gig workers are feeling the pinch.